Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meredith Union Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, we're just talking about it. I'm feeling a little sick, and the best way to get around that is hand washing. So go ahead and get started.
Yes. So it's that time of year. A lot of us have the sniffles, maybe fighting some illness, and it snuck past us, but the second week of December was actually Hand Washing Awareness Week. And even though we missed it, I think it's still a great thing to talk about and revisit. Hand washing is, according to the CDC, the most effective way to prevent the spread of illness. And although we all do it at some point or another during the day, I hope, most of us don't do it enough. And if we work on some of our habits, it is going to help us in the long run for preventing the spread of illness. So how to wash your hands, we should know, but just a quick review, because a lot of people don't do it long enough. You wet your hands, you apply the soap, and then you scrub for 20 seconds. If you've ever timed yourself, most of us don't scrub long enough to effectively get rid of the germs and bacteria that make us ill. So really focus on, sometimes we tell people, you know, sing the happy birthday song in your head or something like that to make sure you're scrubbing long enough. Rinse, dry, and then use whatever towel that you use to dry your hands to shut off the sink and let yourself out of the room, because those faucet handles and those doorknobs accumulate germs and bacteria as well. And unless they are cleaned and sanitized every day, which most of the time they're not, we could be doing a great job of washing our hands and then just, you know, reintroducing those germs and bacteria when we shut off the faucet and let ourselves out the door. So think about how you're doing those two things. Also, have your room set up so that it's easy to do that. You're going to want to put the trash can somewhere close to the door if you're using disposable towels, so that you can throw the towel in the trash can on your way out the door. If the trash can is across the room, it's hard to get it, you know, your paper towel or whatever you're using, it to where it's supposed to go. So think about the setup of your room. When to wash your hands is another thing to think about. Most of us think about washing our hands before we eat, or before we make food in the kitchen, or after we use the restroom. Most of us usually do those things. If you're not, again, really try to step up your game. Those are the big ones. Before you make food, before you eat, after you use the restroom. But also, think about washing your hands after you blow your nose, after you maybe have to have a cough and you're having to cough into your hands, think about washing your hands before you go back to whatever you're doing. Touching your garbage, taking out your trash, touching your pet in your house, or even outside, you know, after you touch animals, after you handle pet foods, after you maybe help someone who is sick, before you brush your teeth, and whenever your hands look dirty. And I know it's that time of year where all of our hands are getting dry and cracked. Invest in a good lotion that you can keep on hand so that when you are washing your hands more often, you can rehydrate your skin with a good lotion so you don't get into painful, dry, cracked hands. So we have January and February, flu season and cold season to get through, and I think it's all a good thing for us to think about stepping up our hand washing game, not only how we do it, but how often we do it.
Yeah, I mean, especially those doorknobs, they'll get you.
Absolutely.
Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.